the Key of V. This is a show, Controversy. Key of V is for you and me, excellence. We are going to have a great time today. Welcome to my show, Wednesday. Good morning and welcome to the show, Controversy. I hope everybody had a great day yesterday because we're going to have a serious one today. Remember, when you call in and talk, make sure you say you ain't scared, because the name of the game is this. If you're scared, say you're scared, because it's all about being real. Welcome to Controversy, YazzerRadio.com, YazzerTV.com. Come and check us out. Don't forget, Yazzer Radio TV Network. We do something that nobody else does. This is all for the real. You should sign up with us and participate with us. I'm going to tell you more about it later on in the show. Let's get started with a little news. Been watching bits and pieces of the George Floyd trial. And, you know, I don't get it, because, number one, this is so simple. After watching the very first video and watching the two comments, our testimony after that, the trial should have been to the jury and a done deal. I mean, I don't know why we're belaboring something that we all have to agree, you know, that the camera purely shows that this man died just not only viciously, crying out for his mother, knowing that his end was near, and you know, to continue to take the family through it, and the friends, girlfriend, the loved ones, makes just no sense. Shit, I mean, we all know. We have all saw the tapes that the man is guilty. Let's get this thing over with. And that's true justice, because spreading it out the way they're doing is not justice at all for the family, nor for the victim itself. The other thing I want to talk about, you know, on a news tip is this. I sit and saw the video of the Asian woman on her way to church being kicked and brutalized in the streets of New York. And it's not a matter of the streets of New York. It's not just New York. It's happening everywhere. I mean, come on, especially us of color. There is no reason whatsoever that should be going on in America. And it certainly should not be going, you know, or happening that we sit back and allow it, as especially black men, regardless. We know better. So let's start looking out for each other, especially these defenseless, and basically it's what they are, the defenseless older women, okay? You know, I wish some of these punks walk up and smack me like that or smack you like that. I guarantee you it wouldn't be about us being critically ill. Somebody ain't going to walk away from there, and it's probably going to be him. So let's protect ours. I mean, come on, we're demoralizing our own society, our own selves, by doing anything less. Now, I'm going to talk a lot about women today because, number one, this is the ending of the month of the celebration of International Women's Month. And the reason why I want to end it this way and talk quite a bit about women, especially in our community, the community of color, And it says, I don't know how we went astray on this issue, but let me say this to you. You know, one of the things that we try to eradicate in our community is using the word nigger, okay? And I get it. I do. I mean, it's kind of disgusting to me, even though there's some white niggers out there too. But here's what really blows me away. Here we are, full knowledgeable of the fact that the most important thing in this world, especially in our community, is our women, because if you believe in the Most High, who has given life to each and every one of us, has given the responsibility, the woman, to continue that cycle of life. I don't understand how we can do such things as use the word bitch. Now, you want to eradicate a disrespectful word? Let's start eradicating the word bitch as a relationship to our women. Okay, because on the real, and I'm gonna be real, I've done it before too. I mean, we all have. Let's be realistic. Don't sit there and say, well, I never use that word again. Come on, this is as bad as, you know, when Richard Pryor told Barbara Walters, I think it was, you said the word nigger. Well, same thing. Come on, we all know we say the word bitch. Let's just stop it. Let's show the proper respect to the only thing in this earth that can give life. And there's nothing greater than that. There's no greater gift than that. So let's start being much more respectful, and in some main apologetic to our women for our behavior. We did not come from a culture like that. We have developed a culture like that, and that's something that we need to stop doing. Let me tell you, the call-in number is 515-605-9775. Don't forget this. 515-605-9775. This is Mrs. Patricia Hill Barnes Bouncing, baby boy. Stephen E. doing it in the key of E, which stands for excellence for you and me. And I'm doing it with 90% of my brain shackled with handcuffs behind my back, because even it's hard for me sometimes to deal with the 10% that you have to deal with. So check it out. We're going to do some talking. Let's talk about one other thing about women. I don't know about you, and I must confess that sometimes I've become rather short, not only in my attitude, but my thinking about what women have to say. And really, man, come on. You know, we do a lot of dismissing, okay? And when I say dismissing, you know, a lot of times that a woman will say something to a shorter mama, because mama ain't playing that. She will slap you if you ain't listening. But your lady, or your wife, or your girlfriend, a lot of times we don't take the time to listen. And lately I've been doing a lot of listening, really. I've been sitting back trying to minimize my personal conversation, which is very difficult for you who know me, know I like talking sometimes. But I've taken the time to really sit back and listen, to actually hear the attitudes and how they view us, men in society. And right now, I'm feeling that for the most part, some of the aggressiveness that we find in women in our communities because we have not shown a propensity of respecting them. So therefore, you know, they have decided to get their respect and basically, you know, be very independent in doing the things that they do. Now, the independency is great. I get it. It's magnificent. Matter of fact, you know, women now aren't only shattering the glass ceiling, they're knocking it down. We have to understand, with that being said, that we still need to understand, we need to listen to them. Why? Because I'm telling you, a lot of times, had I listened to some of the things that my mother would have, that I should have listened to, I probably would be a lot better off in life. And certainly, God rest her soul, my beloved wife, Grace, had I listened to this woman who was far more mature in age than I was, in fact, I don't mind telling people I was married 36 years to a woman who was 21 years older than I, and she was a magnificent person. And you know, when you think about it, I'm 65 now. Wow. I'm going to start telling people I'm 60, because 65 ain't fitting. But anyway, but when I sit back and think of some of the things that She said to me, had I listened back then, I would have been well further on in my career. However, with that being said, I did listen. So listen to them. I mean, whether you agree with women or not, there's one thing I can tell you about women for the most part, that they have the ability to see things that we as men slip because they tend to be a little more detailed than we are. And with that, that means that you can only be stronger and better doing what you're doing when somebody got your back like that. And believe me, it's a natural thing with women. The other thing is that's interesting about women is this. Men, we can all talk as men about multitasking. You know, and believe me, I'm the ultimate multitasker. Why did you get that out? But women really multitask. I mean, you check this out. You got to raise a child, and we men participate or should participate. We'll talk about that later too. But they're raising the children, washing the clothes, cooking the food for the most part, cleaning up the house, maintaining or trying to maintain a job or career, those that push themselves to that. And then they still got to do all that. And when it's time to get together and go out, they got to do extra duty getting themselves ready to be presented or presentable to themselves, which is very important to women. But even more so, they want to be presented out in public as an item of beauty, which they should be. So, I mean, really, that is multitasking. And the funny part about it is they do this 7 days a week is nonstop. I know, except for the cooking, cleaning and stuff, because me, I'm one of these males that cook. No, I burn. I don't cook. I burn. Bernstein, I burn. Okay, I know how to cook. But I also know how to sew, clean, and I do all that living by myself now. So, you know, with that being said, let me go back to what I wanted to touch bases on.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Yes, they do what?
Yes, you do. You can cook.
Oh, thank you. But hey, check this out, brothers. It is so important. In fact, if you talk about at least reducing the violent nature in our community, it is so important that men, we get in our children's lives. And when I say our children, I'm not just talking about those of which you have a physical presence in, but even those that you don't. Because I'm telling you something, if they can take down one child and kill him in the streets, especially in Indianapolis, Boston, doesn't make a difference, Chicago, then why do you think that your child can't be taken by the same force of violence? So it's very important that we get in these children's lives. I mean, part of the problem is what I call modeling. Now, one of the craziest programs that I ever saw that blew up in our faces was this program called Scared Straight. Okay, now I don't know how many people know about what the program was, but what they were doing was taking young black males to jails, especially here in Indianapolis, and touring through it. And they first gave them a lecture about, you know, doing the right thing, and if they don't, you know, they could end up in jail. And so they'd take them through the jail. Here was the problem. That's why I called my terminology modeling. Here was the problem. It did not affect them because half the people in the jail, they knew. I mean, hey, Uncle Bob, what's going on? Yo, hey, yo, man, what you doing? I mean, that's what you got. So that made no sense. And that wasn't even a good attempt at making sense. Because why would you take, after sitting there, you know, talking about, you know, doing the right thing, this, that, and the other, take them right back and to see the person that they're modeling their lives at behind jail cell. That made no sense. Now, the other thing that made no sense, when we talk about this whole thing of reducing crime and dealing with our community, is this. It never, ever, ever protest. Another fine. Wait, I got to disconnect this one. I thought I turned off my phone. Now I owe the company $15. And Bernstein, please don't tell Mr. App. He probably listened. Oh, well, back to this. You know, once again, don't get me wrong. I think that marching has its purpose. I do. It does show people at least that there is a presence in the community of people that are concerned. But other than that, that doesn't work either. Sorry, it just doesn't. And being a person of the cloth, you know, I know that I'm probably going to disappoint some people by making a statement, and I hope it does not offend a person that I feel is one of my spiritual mentors, Reverend Harrison. Let me say this right now, because this is really cool. Not cool, but I need to tell you this. There's an Amber Alert out, and the Amber Alert happened in Indianapolis, Indiana, not too far from where we're at right now. A young brother was abducted while his mom went into the store. She left the car running with the young gentleman in there, and you know, I just can't believe I've heard more. Well, she shouldn't have did that. What kind of response? No. Right. Let's find this child, okay? Forget why it happened. Let's find this child. And he's an African-American as well. I shouldn't say that. I want to say he's a person of color, okay? Wait 1 second. I'm not sure. Bernstein, can you bring that license plate information on your phone? Because I disconnected it. Can you do that? As soon as he gets that, we're going to shout that out because we need to find this young brother give his family, especially his mom, some peace. And I hope that everybody takes the time. Once again, let's look out.
I'm gonna try to find it.
Okay. All right. He's gonna try to find it. So as soon as he does, I'll let him break in. But back to what I was saying about dealing with crime in our community. Like I said, marching has its place. But the truth of the matter is this: if you want to affect a change in any community, of anybody, of any discrimination, hit them in their pockets. You know, if you go back to something, you know, of all the marches that happened in this country that was really successful, it was the bus strike that Martin Luther King and them organized back in the day. It wasn't the fact of black people, you know, standing on the corner waiting for a ride that really made that establishment change their idea about how black people can ride buses in Montgomery. It was because they were hurting in the pocketbook. That's exactly what happened. Let's call it what it is. You start hurting anybody, black, white, make no difference in the pocketbook, I guarantee you, you can affect a change. For instance, it makes more sense if we had 20 people, let's just say 20 people of us walking down the street and marching. That's great, but it would make a lot more sense if those 20 people would just take $100 and put it together and put it in the streets to help somebody, or at least show that we can put a scholarship together, or we can buy something for kids in the park or something. That affects the change, because you're using, you know, what they consider a great weapon in this country, which is your money, to affect the change. Now, same token, if you want to affect the change in the community, I don't care who it is, White Castle, it doesn't make a difference. I guarantee you, you start walking around there and protesting there and hurting that pocket, I guarantee you somebody's going to sit down and talk to you, at least make a deal, because you're hurting their pockets. That's how you begin to get rid of crime, okay? You start hurting the pockets. Now, you said, well, wait a minute now, what pockets you talking about hurting? This is a simple answer. No disrespect, because you know I have a belief, whatever you're going to do, be the best at it. But you want to hurt pockets? Then start protesting those stores that you know the drug trade is coming out of. It's that simple. I mean, you know, just make sure that you guys are hanging out there. Or, you know, maybe you should be giving ice cream to the kids out there. Or maybe you should be out there with a basketball court in the street playing basketball on those roll-up courts. I guarantee you, they're going to move. Because you're affecting the money that's coming to them. Period. I mean, believe you me, if you want to stop violence in this country, especially here in this community, it ain't about throwing money out in the street, okay? Getting more police officers, all that kind of stuff is all well and fine. But the best way to do it is start hurting the pocketbooks of those that are committing the crime and those that are affecting your community. It's that simple. If you know this guy down the street here, this businessman, whomever he is doing something illegal, letting drugs, guns, whatever, come to his business, Why are you sitting there complaining about violence in the street? Shut him down. Why? Stop patronizing. Or stand out there and sing gospel songs. I don't care. But if you disrupt the cash flow, I guarantee you it'll affect the change. He may not lead the community, but I guarantee you this, he'll negotiate what he's doing in reference to the community and how he deals with the people. That's a fact. So, you know, and now, once again, when I say that, understand the next statement I'm about to say to you. A couple of years ago, I can't remember, I don't know if you remember Bernstein, they had a nationwide protest about just spending silver dollars protest in the black community. You remember that?
Yeah,
they want everybody to spend silver dollars that day. You know, they didn't want anybody to spend dollar bills that day as a protest or showing. No, they were showing the economic impact of the black community. That's what it was. Well,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, they did it. They did it. But now, believe me, they did it because I went and bought me some silver dollars or whatever. I can't remember what it was, but it had to deal with money exchange. But listen to this. I didn't need to convert my dollar to silver dollars to spend it in the same place to show my economic impact. All I had to do was just spend my money at a black business. That would show my economic impact. I mean, you don't show economic impacts by spending on your own. Then you don't understand economics. Okay? I mean, really, do you really think that anybody gives a rat's patootie about you spending money at Walmart or Kmart or whatever? They already know you're going to spend money there. What they don't know is how much money you're going to spend in your own neighborhood. That's what they don't know. Okay? And not only does that increase our visibility and our ability to strive in the community, but believe it or not, it will help reduce the violence. Why? Because if you support that business in your community, then I guarantee you they're going to do everything they can to make sure you continue to do it. So therefore, they're going to make sure that these criminal elements that are around their business anyway are going somewhere else. That's how you affect the change and deal with violence in our community. Now, I'm not criticizing anybody, but I dare anybody right now to call me and tell me what I'm saying is wrong. That I dare them to do. Because as I told you, ain't no joke up in here. Okay, I'm telling you the truth. So while we're at it, you're on the show Controversy. This is YazaRadio.com. Now, I got to do some explanation here about what we're doing. Okay? Yaza Radio, Yaza TV is like nothing else you've ever seen. This is actually organization of color who have put together one of the most unique platforms. And if you watch CNN, if you listen to TLC or whatever radio station in your neighborhood, this is better. Why? Because it's more targeted. Why? Because it's dedicated to you, not only to you, but what you believe in. So let me give you some information. YazaTV.com, it's $10.88 per month. The first 30 days is free. Now, what are you getting for that? Check this out. You ain't getting this from AT&T. Here's what you're getting. You're getting 6 TV channels, 1 radio station, 5 movie channels that do independent movies. You get that? I mean, independent movies. If the network here or the company, you know, you send them some material they think is worthy to put on, they will put it on. And we'll talk because fair exchange is no robbery. It ain't like you're doing it for free. We will figure it out. But the bottom line is get your product out there. And that's what we do here. The other thing that we have is on-demand TV, and we have our own professional social media network. Now, check this out. Let's get it together. I will spell it for you. YIZZOR radio.com. YIZZOR TV. Check it out. This is for you. The other thing I want to tell you is some of the things we have coming to you short distance in reference to this network. Listen, we got a show called Pippi and Snap, and I'm smiling because, you know, Bernstein also produces this show too, and you got to check it out. I mean, we're talking about two guys that are sitting down just talking about real things, real life. You know, this ain't about This ain't no, what did Malcolm say? He said, this ain't no bamboozle. This is real, okay? I want you to turn in. It's 8 p.m. on, no, not Sunday. 8 p.m. Monday night. Yeah, 8 p.m. Monday night. You need to check that out. And please, one of the best shows that you've ever seen, especially, certainly the top show on this network is Three Kings Sunday. It's three brothers sitting down talking about Culture Kings. I'm sorry, Culture Kings. It's one of those days. But Culture Kings, that's on Sunday at 8 o'clock. These three brothers from totally various different backgrounds, yet united in one cause, that's to give you something on the real. You need to check them out. It's very educational. It's very philosophical. But the interesting thing is, once again, it's all real. So check that out, 8 p.m. on Sunday, Culture Kings. And there's some other things coming I need to let you know. I can't let you know everything. You know, because if I do, then I'll probably have to come out and kill you. But no, we got so many exciting things coming on. We got cooking shows coming on. We got some exercise shows coming on. But here's the important thing. This is worldwide. Everybody can get it on your phone, on your computer, wherever you at. We got you. Okay. I mean, it ain't like there's nowhere you can go to. We can't find you. You can't find us. And that's what it's all about. Finding each other. Okay, so let's check us out. That's Yaza Radio, Yaza TV. If you want to call us, you can call us at 888-640-5777. If you want to get involved, do that. And the other thing is, one of our major sponsors in fact, the major sponsor happens to be owned also by the person who owns the company. Go figure that, smart man. But our major sponsor is, in fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to offer something to you right now, and I'll probably get killed for doing this. I'm going to offer you a free visit to get talk about your security concerns. It's not going to cost you anything. They will come out and talk to you and walk you through the best way to secure your property, secure your home. And they'll do it as if, I mean, because this brother here, who runs the company and the people that work with him, these guys are good, very good. And so what you want to do is get a hold of Digital Guard. Digital Guard is the breaking point to me of security systems. That's Digital Guard Security. You want to check them out. It's great for your home and your business. And, you know, I'm not sure, but, you know, I know this much. He has a unique system. I got to talk about this because to this day it still fascinates me. That I walked into this American Legion post, and this thing was, I don't know, about 4 or 5 feet tall. Slender thing. It looked almost like one of those speakers that DJs are using today. And it had a little screen on it. So I'm like, what is this? This thing not only took my picture, but it took my temperature. Now, come on now. You can't, especially in this time of the virus, you can't get any more safer than that. So make sure you get hold of DigitalGuard.com, one of our major sponsors, and really the driving force behind what we're doing today. Now let's go back to some couple other things. Pretty soon, we're going to be shouting out to you about some opportunities that will allow you to put your business out worldwide. That's coming very, very soon. I just want to let you know that that's what time it is. So if you really want to find out, call in. Okay, call in and call the company and just kind of find out. Better yet, don't do that. Tune into the company. Tune into the network. That's what you do. That's where you're going to find out what we're really doing. The call-in number for the show today, Controversy, is 515-605-9775. As I told you, you know, soon, come in July. No. Really in May. I'm putting some nuts and bolts together on something that's going to be very, very, very interesting. And it's a blues festival. And it's going to be held here in the Midwest. And right now we're charging for May the 29th. I'm going to tell you more about that a little later as it develops. Because number one, I got to talk to my boss, make sure I'm doing the right thing. Isn't that right, Bernstein? But let me tell you something. I got to say this, and I'm not saying it because he's listening. But my boss is real interesting. one of the nicest brother you will ever meet. I mean, very humble, very, I don't know how to put it. He's unique to be as young as he is, number one. He has a old man's spirit and a young man's soul. And the reason why I'm saying that, in reverse, an old man's spirit and a young man's soul, because doing what we're doing, that's what it takes. And this guy thinks not only out of the box, but I don't think there's a box that can even contain this brother, even if he had to think out of the box. Mr. Abernathy is unusual. You're going to hear more about him. You're going to hear us all talk about him because we have to. No, we don't. But we will because he warrants that. And that's one of the things that I also want to tell you. We need to be about the business of talking good about those in our community doing what they do. Whether you agree with them or disagree with them, the worst thing you could do, not only to hurt yourself, but hurt your community, is this. Be the person, and believe you me, you know, I hope that without mentioning any names that, you know, this sticks home. But you, those type of people who want to go around and nitpick because they feel inadequate about themselves, stop it. Because people emerge and do things that are good, whether you are part of it or not, you have no reason, right, or purpose to constantly stab them in the back, then constantly want to smile in their face, don't want to listen. You're the one. You know everybody. They don't know nothing. And you keeping up confusion. Now, the only person that can benefit from confusion is a confused mind. So I strongly suggest that you go out and become unconfused in the mind. Because what you're doing is wrong, period. Especially when you have done it over 20 years and the person you're doing it to keeps giving you love. In fact, Mr. Bernstein, am I wrong or right? He even know that. He knows that's how I am. Okay? But what you constantly keep doing, you keep spreading mud and blood on my name. Brother, come on. Yeah, you got to do better than that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because
first, some respect on my name.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Because, hey, man, it's all about going forward. It's not about holding people down and going backwards. That's ridiculous. Do it somewhere else, but don't do it around me because I'm about going forward. And even me saying that, I'm not even trying to criticize you. I'm just trying to make you aware of what you are doing. Because the more you do it, the more when you walk away from those people you're talking to, yak to, they're sitting there thinking, darn, this brother here, he's doing this, he's doing this, and all this brother, they ain't paying attention no more. They stop listening, okay? In my no disrespect, since this is the international, you know, women's month, no disrespect. But dude, listen. If you want to gossip, go with the gossipers. You know, the women's group that you know, go with them and gossip with them. Okay? Because right now, I nor the people that I'm working with have time for it. We have time for you. Don't get me wrong. And we will support you. But stop criticizing other people, man. You know, start looking in the mirror. Trust me, that's the best picture you're going to see. Hello. I'm going to take a quick pause for the calls and smoke a little cigarette, if you don't mind. I know that drives people crazy. I know I should stop smoking, and I'm going to try my best. But, you know, everything comes in time. I'm trying. I'll be right. Controversy. Call in is 515-605-9775. I'm your host, Stephen B, doing the key of E, which stands for excellence for you and me. And I'm doing it with 90% of my brain chained up behind my back. We're only dealing with the 10%, so let's be about the real. Remember, when you call in, first of all, if you're scared, say you're scared. When you call in, just say, I ain't scared. We're going to go farther, and we can talk. Don't say I ain't scared. I'm going to start cutting people off because that's the rules, okay? And we have to follow rules, which brings me to my next point, following rules. You know, one of the things that fascinates me is that we create rules and we come up with laws, and especially in organizations, we come up with bylaws and constitutions and things. And then for some reason, especially us in our community, tend to not only bend the rules, just don't want to follow the rules. And then we can't understand why we don't get things right and things blow up in our faces because we don't follow the rules. I mean, you know, let's face it. There's a rule. If a bus is coming down the street, the rule is don't walk across the street. Why? Because that bus will hit you. It has consequences when you don't follow the rules. Okay, now, Let me, a class example. In my organization, I'm not going to mention, yes, I am, because I love the organization. It's the American Legion, which I'm a big part of, and I love being a big part of it. It's a big part of my life right now. In fact, I've been a Legionnaire for over 22 years and been in some type of leadership 17 of those 22 years, you know, 18 of those 22 years. So I really love being a veteran. I love being a Legionnaire. But one of the things in military that we all learn is called rank. Now, don't get me wrong by making this statement, because technically in the American Legion, we say that there's no rank amongst us. But still at that, there is a leadership type stair step. Like most organizations, in our organization, you have obviously the members, which is the driving force behind our organization. Then you have the executive committees and the individual posts, the post commander. And then above the post commander, or the rank, or I should say position, is the district commander, which oversees several posts in a particular district. And then we have the vice commanders, which I am one of them, which is a state position. And we're over several districts. My district, or our Indiana, basically the state is divided into two halves. So I'm one of the southern vice commanders of the Department of Indiana, which I'm proud to say. And so that's where my preview is. Now, in following the rule of law, yes, you know, they should handle things in their own house. But if it doesn't happen there, then hopefully the district commander can assist them without having too much, let's see, what's the word I want to say? Control. And that's what it comes down to, control. And then you have, you know, if he can't help out, or if he can't assist in that post, or really there's a problem that needs to be dealt with, and the Southern Vice Commander gets involved, and usually it stops at that point, but ultimately we have someone over us, which is the commander of the state of Indiana. So I'm just explaining to you how it operates, but for some reason, we don't get it in our community, because I have this constantly in post of color, and that's where, rather than follow the chain of command of how to get things done, then they want to automatically go up to the top. And the first thing that happens when they go to the top, the first question that scratches into the commander's mind is, why are you coming to me? Did you talk to post commander? Did you talk to district commander? I mean, come on. Just, if you want things to work out in life, period, you got to follow certain rules and regulations. That's what we got to do. I mean, I don't know how to, we can try all we want to get around it, but the truth of the matter is, by getting around it, you're creating a problem that's not necessary. Okay? So with that being said, let me talk a little bit more about the American Legion and why I'm talking. The American Legion is a veterans organization, which is the only veterans organization that was created by Congress, an act of Congress. You do have the VFW, you have AMVETS, you have DAV, you have several different veteran organizations, and we all collaborate because our whole common goal is to take care of the veterans and their families. But the American Legion is probably the largest, certainly the most influential, because we go to Congress and we lobby, actually sit in sessions with Congress to try to get better benefits and things for our veterans, which should be paramount in everybody's mind, regardless of color. Because here's what a veteran is. A veteran is a man or a woman who leaves their home, raises up their hand, and gives an oath and say that they will do whatever is necessary to protect your life and this country. The sacrifice is enormous, okay? People don't realize. I mean, it's just like us putting on a uniform and, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, believe me, it's enormous. The training is difficult, yet rewarding. Just learning that whole culture of life is difficult. And to be honest with you, I'm a firm believer that if we want to have a better country, if we want to have less violence in our country, then everybody in this country should at least have a year in the military, maybe two. Because what it does is it teaches you discipline. It puts you in a good financial situation because you're not paying for anything. I mean, your clothes basically are free. Your food certainly free. And contrary to popular belief, you know, the food I get now is not so bad. It's better than what I was when I was in the service, and the pay is not bad, okay? But with that being said, it's very, very, it's just changing a whole lifestyle, okay? And you began to have a respect for So why can you begin to have a better respect for this country? Yes, we have our problems like any other country. But when you join the military, your whole perspective changes. And by joining the American Legion, which I'm going to encourage you to do, I'm going to tell you how to do that in a second. But you will find that it doesn't stop with us take off that uniform. It continues with us. Not only do we bring the pain of being in the situation of war at times, those of us that have been there, but we also come back with a sense of unique pride in the fact that we accomplished something, we believed in something that was larger than ourselves. So, you know, to join the American Legion is very simple. You have to have an honorable discharge, obviously. And anybody now is eligible to be a Legionnaire. And let me tell you something. The majority, and we're talking millions, we're not talking thousands, we're talking millions of money that the American Legion spends throughout the world, because we do have an American Legion post in Puerto Rico, and we actually have American Legion post in France. And we have also an American Legion post that's called China in Exile, which operates, if I remember correctly, out of France. So it's worldwide. But you know what we do? We take care of our babies. We take care of children. Children and youth is our biggest thrust. Okay, yes, we take care of our veterans without a shadow of a doubt. But children and youth is where we're really at. We have tons of programs and tons of scholarships available to children to continue their education. So please, please get involved in American Legion. I'll give you a quick number here in the state of Indiana anyway, in regards to what state you're in, they can refer you. That phone number is 317-630-1300. That's 630-1300, the American Legion Department of Indiana. Please get involved, because the more of us who get involved, the stronger we are and the more veterans we get help. With that being said, I'm not going to belabor the American Legion thing, but I am proud to be a part of it, and I would encourage you to be a part of it as well. You're here at Yazzer Network, Yazzer Radio, Yazzer TV. You're at the show Controversy. I'm your host, Stephen B., doing the Key of E. Let me give you some information about our network here. Yazzer Radio is pretty unique in the fact that we have, under the leadership of our CEO, Mr. Abernathy, developed a platform that's a network, just like NBC, ABC, UBC, whatever, Z. We have developed a network. Okay, an actual network. And this network is 6 TV stations, 1 radio station, and we have 5 movie channels that actually are showing independent movies, stuff you're not going to see in the movies yet, or eventually you may see them in the movies, but you can get it here first. And you got to check that out. We also have On Demand, and we also have a professional social network, and it only costs $10.89 per month. The first 30 days is free, so at least check us out for the first 30 days. And while you're at it, get involved from another aspect, okay, because we're always looking for creative material. I mean, we're new, but the good thing about being new is we can do new things and exciting things, and that's exactly what we're doing. This network was set up, brainchild of Mr. Abernathy, set up just for what we're doing today, okay? Yeah, we already have an element of those things and that were historic and past, but really this network is set of going forward to the future and beyond. So check us out. It's YazzerRadio.com, Yazzer TV. If you need to get a hold of us, the phone number is 888-640-5777. That's 888-640-5777. Also, check out Digital Guard. Unbelievable security company, only because they do things with a personal touch. They just don't come and say, well, you know, you need this camera here. You know, this is how much your camera's going to cost. No, he's going to tell you the best angles. He's going to tell you the best you can get out of your product. He's going to walk you through it. And right now I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. Anybody who just wants to find out, you know, what they can do to protect themselves and their business, you can get a free visit from us. I mean, you can get an analysis of what you need to do to protect yourself. And Mr. Abernathy guarantees that not only will you be satisfied, but he don't play. If something happens to that system, he on it. Okay, he's on it. The people who work with him are fantastic, very polite. And a lot of times, the boss will go out and do the job himself. That's how he is. So check him out, this Digital Guard. And that phone number also is 888-640-5777. Go and support that for two reasons. Number one is, as the word says, you're behind on the line, okay? So you want to make sure that's protected so you continue doing great things that await you. Back to our show. Wait a minute. I gotta do this. Don't forget, Pep and Snappy, gotta check them out. That's on at, I gotta write this in big print only because I can't see anymore. It seems like even with my glasses on. But you gotta check them out on Monday, 8 o'clock. It's something that I guarantee you that'll stimulate conversations in the water room when you go back to work. These brothers are about the real. In fact, this whole station is about the real. But check that show out, 8 p.m., Sippy and Snap, right here on Yaza TV, YazaRadio.com. Also, Culture Kings. These are three brothers that are, when I say different in culture and background, they're very different in culture and background. But the interesting thing about these brothers is they agree upon one thing. That everybody has a voice and everybody has something to say. And if you listen to the interaction of their conversations, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to appreciate a lot. The first thing you'll appreciate is your own ability to think critically. So you want to check that out. That's 8 p.m. on Sunday. That's Culture Kings right here at YazaTV.com, Yaza Radio. Back to the show. Now, are you ready for this? I was just sitting there thinking while I was messing around, smoking a cigarette in my nicotine-stained hands. I was sitting there thinking, why is it that we, just for one day, now I want to try this. I'm going to pick a day. I'm going to give a burn. So you can pick a day. But just for that one day, I want everybody to take the time, shake, kiss, salute, don't make no difference. A woman. Just walk up and say, thank you for being who you are. Just, we're going to pick a day and do that, Bernstein. You know, and this ain't about February 14th and Mother's Day and anything like that. Even a young lady, young lady, make sure you do it respectfully, especially only when their parents are around. But you look at that young lady and said, thank you. Thank you for being here because I can tell you're going to do great things. Number one, continue our race. That's a great thing. So we're going to pick a day and do that, just something different. And also, I'm going to tell you, I am about to tell you something, and we're going to have fun doing it. I just so happened, you know it's a lie, but anyway, I was talking to a friend of mine who was from Indianapolis and was in the hospitality industry in Las Vegas. And I don't know. He's telling me, hey, man, you need to come out to Vegas like I haven't been before. And I'm not a gambler. I'm the kind of guy that goes into a casino. And my wife gambled a little bit, and she liked the horses. Me, I read a book. I mean, I'm just not into gambling, primarily because I realized early on in life that as long as I don't make it to a casino or get on a plane going to Las Vegas, I got 100% chance that the money in my pocket is going to stay. Once you get on an airplane, then the odds change to 25 to 75%. Once that plane lands in Las Vegas, or once you arrive at the casino, it dramatically changes to 50-50. And once you put your hand on that machine or make that first bet, the odds change. 75 for the house, 25 for you. I think I'd much rather, go with the 100% odds and stay at home. But with that being said, I like the food. I like, the excitement and stuff. But I'd sit there and read a book and just, kind of veg. But anyway, I'm really thinking. And also my niece is pretty cool on the tour. And she's, I'm thinking about having a trip after Las Vegas for us, our listeners. And somebody's going to win a full trip, I think. As soon as I can make this work and make it arranged, I know that my boss is probably going to shoot me. Because now that I said it, I'm going to have to do it. But I will figure it out. Trust me. And I'm thinking probably, September, October. I don't want to go during the summer. Why? Because it's hot, number one. And number, because it's in a desert. Number two, Yeah, there's so much that I want to do here back at home in Indianapolis, and summer is the ultimate time for us to do what? Make money. That's what we're going to be about the business of doing. So I'll tell you more about that, but that's not the only thing. We're going to do some exciting things and different things. As a matter of fact, one of the things I can tell you, and I'm not a golfer, but I'm going to tell you, me and Bernstein one day cruising around, just floating around talking, and we're going across the park, and we noticed these guys playing Frisbee in a basket. Like, what is that? So we pull around, it's Frisbee golf. It's just, and the funny part about it is thinking, who in the heck would play this stuff? But they were playing it at big time. So we're thinking about, you know, having some Frisbee golf fun. You know, we might even do a tournament. We might be the first Masters Frisbee golf tournament.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Why not? Why not? What the hell? Hey, listen, I'll play golf, but I ain't stupid. We can make money. So I think we're going to look into that. We're going to look into that. But I tell you, it's fun working. That can't be my phone. I turned it off. My goodness. You know what? I think my phone needs an exorcist or something, because it caused Bernstein and calls all kinds of people, and I'm not even around my phone. It just dials. I'm thinking needs an exorcism. Of course, since I'm clergy, I'm blessed. Maybe that'll help. I don't know, but anyway, back to what we're talking about. I'm just so excited about doing what we're doing, because, man, I wish this was 30, 40 years ago. You thought about popping? Man, I'd be knocking it out of the box. But I take it when I can get it. But I'm excited about this network. I mean, to be able to sit around and just talk and dialogue with brothers about what we can do. We don't talk about stuff like what we did. We talk about what we can do and the possibilities of going forward. And if you're ever going to have a successful destiny in life, if all will and find to understand your history, don't get me wrong, but remember, history is his story, but history, okay, it's good to know that. But what's better to know is that you can go further and beyond. You can live your dreams if you believe enough in your dreams, and you can't believe enough by going backwards when really the name of the game is to go forward. I tell anybody this magical mystery tour in life, it's all about success. If you believe that the master sincerely created us to be a failure, that makes no sense. That is very poor critical thinking, okay? The master created us to be successful. Why not? He's enjoying it, okay? That's his joy, as us being successful. That's the power of the universe. We have no reason whatsoever to fail. In fact, let's even stop using the word failure, because it's only education. As long as you take what happened and you go forward and learn from that, okay? I tell everybody, just like Les Brown told me, if you can make sure if you fall down, you fall on your back so you can see your way up. That means you can get up. So that's what it's all about. It's all about your successful destiny. And if you're going to hear nothing more on my broadcast and TV show, it's going to be all about your successful destiny and what you can do in life if you choose to. I mean, you know, if you choose to sit and spend your day drinking all day, you know, doing the three B's as being broke, borrowing, let's see, what is it, three B's as being broke, and that kind of crap, or whatever it is, borrowing, begging, whatever it is. The bottom line is this. If that's what you want to do, I mean, it's okay. I mean, I'm not going to tell you not to. It's your decision. But also understand, if you don't like the affair, then don't produce the cost. Please don't sit there and complain, I ain't got no money, man. Can I get a quarter? Well, you ain't got any money because you're drinking. And you're standing here not doing anything going forward to make the money that you need to survive. So, I mean, you know, you want to hear something? Here's what you do. When you go to that liquor store filling station, and the guy out there, you know he's going to ask you for a quarter, here's what you do. Walk right up to him and say, man, you got a quarter? No, man, I guarantee you, if you do it enough times, they're going to stop messing with you and get to the end, okay? But that's what my brother told me. I didn't work, though, because I was the guy – Before you hit me, I say, man, you got a dollar, man. I'm a dollar short. I'm at the liquor store. I shouldn't say that, but that's where I was. Man, I'm out here trying to make it. You know, at the end of that conversation. Okay, so back to our original conversation. I don't mean to bear off the track. But the name of the game is you can do whatever you want in life. I mean, I'm not kidding you. If you want to learn, if you want to fly, then learn how to fly a plane. It's going to take some work. But you want to fly, learn how to fly a plane. If you want to be a millionaire, then this is the tricky part about it. You got to start viewing yourself and acting like you already have it, because that's the only way to program your brain to get it. Our brains, you got to understand, it's a very intricate, very complex, very, there's nothing like it. But you have to be able to program it. And your believe it or not, your brain is very programmable. You think I'm kidding? Check out this. You know a brain is very programmable when stuff like Jim Jones happens, Jonestown, and Charles Manson, that kind of negative stuff happens. That tells you the brain is programmable. So what you need to do is begin to program your brain to be the person that you want to be, that you view yourself to be. If you want to view yourself driving a Rolls Royce, guess what you do? You eventually get to that point. I'm going to tell you a true story. I'm not kidding you. One of my favorite cars has always been a Jaguar. And it's the Jaguar that the original, what was it, series on Equalizer? Not Equalizer. The one that Denzel Washington redid. What was it? Equalizer, right? The original car was this really sleek Jaguar. And I wanted one so bad. Do you know I wanted it? I thought about it. I even, you know, even tried to get a car kit made like it. I'm telling you, to cut pictures out. Wanted that car. Guess what? I eventually got one. It's powder blue. Beautiful. First day I got it, I drove from Indianapolis, me and my wife, to Detroit styling. Think I didn't. But I wanted it bad enough, so I dreamed about it and thought about it. It consumed me. That's why I got it. And I'm telling you the same thing. If you can dream it, if you can conceive it, I guarantee you, you will find a way to achieve it. That's a fact. Nobody who is successful in life didn't dream themselves there. Michael Jordan didn't. He dreamed himself there. He thought about it. It consumed him. Larry Bird dreamed himself there. Michael Smiley, Tyler Perry, Cecily Tyson, we can go on and on. These people believed in themselves and the guy within them enough that they could propel themselves. They dreamed it, and it happened. You have that ability. Don't fool yourself. Don't let nobody tell you that. But you have to put things in motion, and it starts with programming your mind. Because once you began to program your mind, then I guarantee you that your mind will go on automatic drive and start getting you in place to become the success that you wish to be. It's no big secret. It's no big mystery. You know what cracks me up? He says, well, I wonder why, this is jealousy. I wonder why, you know, that person is, you know, doing this and being successful. He ain't no better than me. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Because he thinks better than you. Okay? And that's what you must begin to develop, the ability to think good, to think positive. The other thing you need to have the ability is stop wasting your inner energy on negativism, like criticizing and calling people out. First of all, 80% of the people don't care, and 20% of the people are glad it's you. I keep telling you. So you need to concentrate on your dream. You need to concentrate on your ability. You need to concentrate on what you bring to this universe. Then I guarantee you, life will become a little easier. And I'm learning that more and more each day. It's nothing that I just dreamed about. I shouldn't say that. Yes, I did dream about it. That's why I'm talking about it. But it just didn't happen overnight. It was a process. But I was willing to take the time, have the courage, have the respect for the God within me to do that. And you know what? I'm telling you, Bernstein, you know me. But you talking about the ultimate dusting off their sandals and keeping it moving? Trust me, I'm the ultimate dad. Like I told you, I'm dealing with you with 90% of my brain shackled behind my back. We only dealing with 10%. Because that's all y'all can handle. It's all I can handle. That's how tough I am, and that's how tough this show is. Welcome to Controversy. We need some people to call in. That's 515-605-9775. I think everybody's sleeping there or something. Hello. Wake up. Let's get some knowledge. Let's have some fun. But even more importantly, let's start our day fulfilling our dreams. That's what you do. You got a question? What's the question?
Uh-oh. This is my question, Stephen B. Earlier you started the show talking about women. I got the question, is there a way to satisfy a woman 100%?
Oh, man, I know you didn't ask that question. No. Because, first of all, when you talk about satisfaction, you have to learn how to satisfy yourself 100%, and none of us can satisfy ourselves 100%. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I tell you, God created man, Bernstein, then he rested. God created woman, and God nor man has rested since. So no, you cannot totally satisfy a woman. But good question, I guess. That is so funny. I'm only laughing because, and I'm not laughing at women at all. No, I just think it's funny. You know, I have a younger sister, and she's and there's five of us boys in my maternal family, or there was four of us, and now there's three of us left, and my sister. And let me tell you why you can't ever satisfy them. Let's start from the beginning. My sister was the kind of person who, you know, oh, I see what y'all doing. I'm going to tell mama. And she's had these really long braids. She's a cute little thing. But, man, I'm telling you, you know that character D on What's Happening? That was my sister. Smart mouth, you know. And then she bribed you. You better give me a sucker. I'll tell mama a dollar with her. So, and you give it to her. And as soon as mama hit the door, mommy, let me tell you what Stevie did. Hey, man, it was boy. But then I got her back one day. I sure did. I paid for it. I loved every minute of being paid for it. Here's what happened. One day I talked my little sister into playing barbershop. I said, let's play barbershop. Okay. I said, now I'm gonna be the barber. Okay. And like I told you, she had these two braids. So what did I do? I cut the two braids off. And we were only like, I can't remember. I think we were six or seven. No, I wasn't that old yet because we weren't. I don't know. I don't even know why you had the scissors. We were too young to have scissors. But anyway, my mother came home and saw what I did and beat the holy boy. I'm telling you, she wore me out. And then, you know, she got to thinking after I stopped crying, thought, that got good. Let me go back and do it again. So she went and I mean, she wore me out, but boy, listen.
You can do that in today's world.
That's so true. That's so true. You go to jail. But anyway, and to this day, my sister, and the funny part about it is when I say look just like my mom, man, the girl looks just like my mother and has the same attitude. And the same attitude is this. I got this. I don't want to hear it. You know, you ask my sister a question. She does not like the answer. She will hang up on you, period. Cindy, how's the day today? She disagrees with what she does. But with that being said, she's a wonderful person. She really is. I love her very dearly. We're the closest because we're the youngest. But with that being said, you ain't going to satisfy her. Are you kidding me? It started at the beginning when she started bribing us. So do you really think you're going to satisfy her today? And was she 60-something years old? No, it ain't happening. So, no, you can't satisfy women. Now, with that being said, what was it you just said to me? And I said, that's right, that's true. Oh, about, let me tell you something. I don't know where some brilliant psychologist and me being a psychologist myself, it fascinates me of why this whole culture of not spanking or even disciplining at this point our children. We don't even enforce discipline with the media. Like some of the stuff they put on radio especially, I mean, we do it because this whole platform is geared to a audience that not only is accepting of it, but also it's necessary that that message get out that way. And some people call it underground. I guess it ain't underground no more since you're doing it all over the world on the internet. But the truth of the matter is some of this content on TV, come on, let's be realistic. It's less than filthy. I mean, I'm serious. And some of it is just downright degrading. It tends to degrade women. Another story. But the bottom line is this. There was less crime in our streets when we invoked a culture of control over our family, which means control over our destiny. I mean, I don't get it. I do know one thing, that if you look at the statistics, and people are going to argue that you had larger numbers of people or less number of people, you know, back in the 60s, 50s, whatever, than you have today, it doesn't make a difference. The dynamics don't change, okay? Classic example. When I was growing up, and I know for a fact it was before me, I don't care if you were a janitor, butler, street cleaner, whatever. Come Sunday morning, you're cleaning the Board of Health. It was a tradition. It was a proud tradition. And then after that, we got together and had dinner with our families every Sunday. That's the culture that I grew up in. And when you talked to your family, not just mom and dad, but your family, period, you were respectful. It gave a sense of moral respect to the whole family network. Now, when you were out of order and you were wrong, then mom and dad, who are the guardians of that family, took you, if necessary, whooped that butt, okay? Because, you know, what good is it to tell a kid, okay, or a young person, period, don't run across the street, okay, because it's wrong, and then here's how you tell them, Johnny, don't do that. You might get hurt. Let me tell you something. You can and will get hurt, and that two-ton thing vehicle bearing down to you will take you out. So what's better, to put some leather on that behind? Okay, I'm not talking about being abusive, leather behind, because you will remember. It worked for us. You will remember. Don't be running across the street. Now, I'm just, you know, I'm being real. I know that some brilliant psychologists are going to say, but you're being so cruel. Corporal punishment is not the way. And this, come on. Get over it. Look at the results of not doing what we're doing, what we should be doing. We got crime running rampant in the streets. We got 13 and 14-year-old kids killing people. Are you serious? Come on. That makes no sense. The other thing is this. I don't care about what we think about the modernized school system. But here's what I know. Right now, when you look and compare the generation prior to this generation to intellect, you can't even compare. Intelligence, you can't even compare. Discipline, you can't even compare. Because, and unfortunately, I have to blame our generation for allowing it to happen, as the other generations before us bear some blame as well. And that is, we became more permissive. Even though we were raised less permissive, we became too permissive, which allowed our children to become way too permissive. So what I'm saying to you is, let's take education in school, for instance. You can't, I mean, let's be realistic. Prayer was good. Now, you could call it school meditation. You could call it what you want to, but that time before you started your academic day was necessary to not only set the mind and the spirit into a spirit of education, but number one, it gave reverence to the fact that you're now beginning a mission of that day. The Pledge of Allegiance, it was good. You know, now, people can argue, well, I'm Pledge of Allegiance. And this used to be the real revolutionary thing. And I said at that time myself, I pledge allegiance to a nation that discriminates against me. Well, you know, if you can find another nation that's not going to discriminate against you, then please go to that nation. Truth of the matter is, it ain't going to happen. You're going to get discrimination regardless of where you go. That's just the unfortunate part of life. So pledge allegiance to this country is good. Now, the other thing is this. If you're going to give the teacher the responsibility to educating your children, especially when you got 26 to 36, 32, whatever it is in the classroom, you got to give them a little leeway, okay? Because I tell you what, the average parent go crazy when two children are in there. You're talking to handling 36 of them. We're talking about for 8 hours, 9 hours a day. And then when you get done with that, you got to go home and deal with your own children. And then you got to prepare for the next day. Come on. If they're going to have that responsibility, then give them the responsibility of disciplining that child when they're wrong. Okay, period. No, I don't believe in slapping them or none of that stuff and kicking them. Come on, that's a little too much. But I'll tell you what, I went to the Board of Education, Bernstein, more than the average person. There's that long wooden thing called a paddle. Tell you what, it worked for me. Okay? And the funny part about it is, I'm talking this, but the truth of the matter is, I never spanked any of my children. I threatened them. What? Their mama did that. And don't ask me why that happened. It probably shouldn't have. But it worked. But I just threatened the kids, and my voice was enough for them to just be petrified at. But once again, you know, with that being said, we need to go back to doing some things that were right then. They're going to still be right today, and if you continue to be right tomorrow. I mean, that's kind of common sense. If it was working yesterday and it was working the day before yesterday, chances are it's going to work tomorrow. So let's be mindful of that. I mean, really, we've just gone completely overboard in reference to that. The other thing, you know, in reference to, you know, making our society much better is this. We have to understand that I may not like rap. I may not. To tell you the truth, I'm not very fond of it. I love jazz. I love blues. I mean, I do like Tupac, though. I'm going to tell you on the real. Tupac, I mean, really. Unbelievable. Rest in peace, my brother. I really admired everything he did. He was just different. But I don't have to like it to support it, which is about how you end the culture of being crabs in a basket, which is what we have become. Okay? I'm telling you, we are the best if we... You know, and this is sad, but it's true. We are the best. We are number uno, number one. Yay! Of pulling people down. And the people we tend to pull down is our own. That don't even make sense. Guy trying to struggle to get to that plateau of living his dreams. So what do we want to do? Pull him down from his dreams in order for our dreams to succeed? Trust me, you do that, your dreams are not going to succeed. Because what goes around come around. The world is kind of that way. Okay, ain't nothing new. You keep doing what you're doing if you want to, but I guarantee you eventually you will fail, period. Now, so we got to stop that culture in our community in order for our community to strive and succeed. I mean, you know, you think you know everything. Well, like I said, I don't know everything, but certainly I must know more than a lot of you because a lot of you aren't doing what you know you should be doing. That's not a criticism. That's an observation. The other thing in reference to healing or clearing up the ills in our community is this. If you don't like it being done to you, then why would you invoke such behavior on someone else and think that the outcome is going to be good for you or them? That makes no sense either. Come on. It don't work that way. Let me explain this to you very cautiously. You were created to be successful. You are a star child from birth of the universe. You were created by the Most High. Which part do you not understand? I mean, let's stop walking around or standing around looking like mannequins and dummies, okay? Because that's exactly what you're doing when you're doing what you're doing, when you're supposed to be taking care of your successful destiny. That's your job. That is your job in life. And it's difficult enough without having this burden of people pulling you down or you pulling them down. It takes too much energy. It takes less energy to smile and say, hey, you keep doing, is there anything I can do to help? Trust me, you have a better sense of doing something right. And I'm telling you, life is a very rewarding experience. And here's what I mean by that. If you plant a flower, let it grow. If you plant any seed, life will let it grow. If you expel any wisdom, life will see that that wisdom continues. But on the other side of life, it's the same way. If you plant that seed in unfertile soil, then it will not grow. If you want to invoke pressure or putting down your brother and sister, I guarantee you that sort of wisdom will not grow. It's no difficult task. All one has to do is wake up and think about what you can do, first of all, to enhance yourself and your relationship with the universe. That's the first thing you should do. The second thing you should do is realize, very importantly, God is serving you. Why do you think he gave you all these great things? You've been in service for a while, since the beginning of time. So realize that. And last but not least, remember that the power within you, the God within you, because God is what he creates, will propel you forward. And in order to do that, you got to be good to your fellow man. There ain't no joke in certain words, like that word, do unto others as you have them do unto you. There ain't no joke in that. Okay? That is a basic tenet to every religion, every faith. Now, if it's that widespread, then obviously something must be right about it. Now, I know somebody's going to say, well, he was widespread too. Okay. Really? Does that need to be said? The fact you took the time to even say that means you have taken positive energy from your destiny of thinking about being successful. Come on. I don't know, Bernstein. Maybe it's just me and you. Well, maybe it's because you just locked in here with me, huh? You're getting 10% too. But you know what, though? He get 12% of my brain because he works my brain. He does. If you only could sit here and watch him sometimes, I mean, it takes a lot for me to keep from smiling and laughing because even his nonverbal thing inspires me. Oh, do me a favor. I got to say this again. I'm going to keep saying it. If you haven't done it yet today, take a deep breath, just a deep breath, and pick up the telephone or, you know, say it to your coworker. Doesn't make a difference who it is. Just wish somebody a successful, wonderful day. Just do that. You know, hey, Jane, I'm wishing you a successful, wonderful day, okay? Watch the smile on her face. There'll be some of them dumbfounded. You know, you always got those, like, what do you mean? But watch the smile. And once you can invoke that, even though it seems minor, that is power. Anytime you can affect a positive response from someone, that's power, okay? And I don't know about you, but from the time I wake up in the morning to the time I get to bed at night, and sometimes the night runs in the day, I try to figure out things I can do that will give me power, okay? Now, this sounds stupid, but this is how this crazy mind of mine thinks. I was sitting there one day, or the other night, as a matter of fact, thinking, I'm hungry. I think I'll ride down the Burger King, which was less than a minute from where I live. I think I'm going to do that. And then I got to thinking, I can sit here and cook or nuke whatever I got in here, and I got tons of food. The only reason I'm going down there is because there's no reason for me to go down there. Because once I leave my door, once again, I lose power. What gets the power is Burger King or whoever down there, McDonald's. But as long as I'm cooking for myself, not only do I control what I am eating, what's going into my body, but I control the moment. And that's what's important. You want to control the moment. You don't want to think about yesterday. You want to control the moment today. With that being said, I got to pay our bills. And you're coming from Yazzer TV, Yazzer Radio. Let me tell you what time it is. This is the most unique experience that you could ever have. I mean, people can talk about Netflix. People can talk about HBO, Comcast. They can do all that. And it costs you $40, $50, I don't know. Heck, I was paying $130 at one time, Bernstein. That not only messed with my liquor money, but was even worse than that, I couldn't go out and buy the hamburger I just talked about. But I'm serious. Here's what you get with this network. It's unique. It's groundbreaking. It is a network. It's not a YouTube channel. It's not a, what's that other thing they do? Snapchat thing? It's not any of that.
Facebook.
This is a network, just like NBC, just like ABC, and it's infinite, and it's exciting infinite. So, you know, this is why this is so great. Here's what you're getting. You're getting 6 TV channels, 1 radio station, 5, count them, 5 movie channels that show independent movies. Hello. I mean, you might see a buddy on there, okay? But these are independent movies, so please be mindful we're looking for content, but this is independent movies. You also get on-demand TV, and we also have our own social media network that's centered on professionals, regardless of what your profession is. And here's the killer. You get this for free for the first 30 days. You don't have to pay anything. You can just, you know, check out what we're doing. But then after that, it's $10.89 a month. I'll repeat, $10.89 a month, not $50, not $100. Okay, and this is a worldwide thing. Okay, in fact, let me show you how groundbreaking it is. I'm sure that as we are developing our programming from time to time, we're going to allow people to do video feeds in, and heck, I don't care if you're in Germany or Mexico or, well, we ain't doing the moon thing. I let the moon thing lay, okay? But because of where you're at your home, we can bring you here, okay? We can bring you here and even put your creative content on the air. And we're talking for the world to see. When you deal with networks, especially when you deal with local affiliates, remember, you're only getting the local. We got worldwide going on from here. Then that's $10.98 a month. That's a mere pittance. Mere pittance, okay, to get what you're getting. And this is real. Okay, this ain't, you know, Ozzy and Harriet on steroids. This ain't, no, this is real. Okay, as real as anything you've ever seen. If you watch NBC, real. We can do that. You watch Tyler Perry, we can do that. Having live comedy shows just like Def Comedy Jam, we're going to be producing that. Let me repeat that. We're going to be producing that, okay, because we about the we. We're talking about a culture of young men of color who have made a conscious decision to put it all out there and have the courage to do it. So Yazzer TV, Yazzer Radio, you got to check it out. Once again, it's only going to cost you $10.89 a month. You get 6 TV stations, 1 radio station, 5 premium movie channels that's showing independent movies. Okay? Matter of fact, Bernstein, we should make a movie, man. I'm serious. What? I mean, really, what's stopping us? What's stopping you from making a movie? You got to participate. $10.89 a month. Like I said, 6 TV stations, 1 radio station, 5 movie channels. On-demand TV and a social media work, social media network that's for you, made by you, created from within you. This is what this is about. This ain't no joke. And there's so much more to come, man. I'm telling you, you just don't know. In fact, wait till you see my TV show. You think I'm off the chain here. And I have not been as off the chain as I have been the last 2 days, probably because I'm thinking while I'm working, which is generally not a good thing because it's hard for me to chew gum and walk down the street at the same time. That's me, okay? It doesn't have anything to do with my intellect. It's just I can't do that, okay? But anyway, make a long story short, you got to check this station out. That's Yazzer TV, Yazzer Radio. And on that, we have 2 shows that are really special because of how it's almost like these shows were like the when you listen to the philosophy, that's why this network is what it is. And Pepe and Snap, Two Brothers, you got to check them out. You really got to check them out. In fact, I know I'm going to have Peppy. I'm not sure if Snap is going to be available to do the show, only because of just the logistics of the show, and he's doing a lot, and Mr. Bernstein has us both doing a lot. So, but I'm going to try to get him on here because, and some of the brothers from the Culture Kings, do not miss that show either. You got to check that out. That's Sunday at 8 p.m., hard-hitting, real-time. In fact, they get a little testy. Listen, I'm going to tell you what. You know that stuff they do, what's it called, the New York women housewife thing, Menage thing? There ain't nothing here, okay? Because they don't fight. They don't piss each other off and cat fight and, you know, get up and that kind of stuff. But they debate, and they debate from a healthy nature. Three guys from various backgrounds, but they all united on the fact of the real, and everybody got something to say. You got to check that out. It's 8 p.m. every Sunday, Culture King. On Yazzer TV, Yazzer Radio. Check us out. The other thing is, we're winding down a little bit. Oh, okay, let me pay some bills here. Okay. You know, when you think about everything that's going on in the world today, when you think about you can't even walk down the streets like we used to at night or play at night, and you can't leave your back door and front door open like we used to in our community. So you better check out Digital Guard Security. I mean, the good thing about Digital Guard Security is I guess you can kind of still leave your door open if you like. You can do that. At least you can do that. But guess what? Let them come up on your property, and not only are you going to know about it, you're going to see about it, but you can let them know, don't come up in here. Well, hey, you can be sleeping. Trust me, I know for a fact because I know somebody got the system. You're going to be sleeping. Every now and then, if you get too intoxicated, I've done it a couple of times, but you forget to lock the door, trust me, nobody is going to come in, not on this system. This is revolutionary. I'm telling you, you got to deal with the company. And what we're doing is all you have to do is call the number. And they'll come out and give you a free estimate, check you out, and tell you how they could possibly get to you. That phone number is 888-640-777. That's 888-640-5777. That's Digital Guard Security. Give us a call. They'll come and check you out. At least they'll alert you on what you need to protect yourself or the places where they can try to come in and get you. And trust me, there's a true story about people getting what they want to get. If they really want to get it, they'll figure out a way. Let them try to figure out a way around Digital Guard. It ain't going to happen. So you check that out. Remember, that number is 888-640-5777. Now, what else? Oh, I don't know how many people are living in the Midwest or Indiana right now, which is where I live at. But let me tell you something, and this is no kidding. We in my state can tell the change of weather by certain things that happen. This ain't no kidding. Now, we've had, as Bernstein, we had like last 10 days great weather. Okay, great weather. But here's what always happens. We have to, in our state, I don't care. You know the NCAA stuff is here. But we have what they call the high school championship. And invariably,
I forgot to tell you. Yesterday, I gave you a new nickname on the Moving Forward radio show.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. What's my new nickname?
We have nicknamed you Moses of Yazzer.
Moses of Yazzer. Okay. That's cool. That's cool. Does it mean that I can play Ice Gaze? I stand the cues from the Black Moses album? Hey, that's cool. That's all right. But anyway, and I swear, invariably, ever since I can remember, when the high school finals start, it snows or the temperature drops in Indianapolis, Indiana. Did you know that, Bernstein? I'm not kidding. They talk about March Madness. You ask anybody from Indiana, When it's basketball time coming, I don't care how great the weather is being. When it's, the tournament starts, it snows or the temperature drops. That because we, listen, we talking about a basketball state. They can talk about Michael Jordan, George Gervin, all these great players and stuff. But trust us out. The reason why the temperature drops and starts snowing in Indiana is because our players know how to warm it up. We that bad. Now, don't laugh. What about IU? Well, you know, we have our shortcomings at times, too. And I'm an IU fan, diehard. Didn't go to IU, went to UC Berkeley. But I'm an IU fan. Sorry for your luck, because you don't have a person like me who can deal with 90% of his brain tied behind his back, dealing with 10%, y'all can't deal with it. IU, they can. It's interesting that IU had one of our governors, Governor Bai, with IU, and he also smoked marijuana and said that he didn't know that was marijuana, so much for it. No, I'm sorry. Evan's a good friend of mine. I really like Evan. I kind of worked with Evan early on this campaign. Wonderful, wonderful man. And right now my heart goes out to Evan because he did lose Susan. But I hope that Evan gets back into politics. I really do. Such a unique individual. I mean, this guy, they call him the best Democrat Republican in the history of Indiana politics because everybody liked this guy. And he got a lot accomplished just by the pure fact of his personality. So that's my shout out to Evan Bai and his family. But back to what I'm saying, there's so much exciting things going on with our radio station, TV station. So I do encourage you to get involved. At the winging moments of the show, we got, let's see. Oh, the phone number is 515-605-9775. So we're gonna keep rolling. Don't forget, my show is on every Friday from 10 to 12. I'm not sure how long it's going to stay of 10 to 12 because that's up to management. But at any rate, we're going to keep it rolling, and we're going to keep talking the real, whether you call in or not. And I challenge to think that there's a whole lot of people who want to call in. I know two or three people that have talked to me. They're just a little frightened to call in because of what I may or may not say. And that's the beauty behind it. You're right. Don't call in if you're scared. Because if you're scared, say you're scared. Don't forget, when you call in, say you ain't scared. I mean, talk your piece, okay? Because I don't mean to offend anyone, and I try not to offend anyone, and I'm sure you should see these guys look at me like I'm crazy. That's a lie. You try to... No, I don't. I don't. Stop. Anyway, I don't mean to offend anybody. I am. It's all in fun from a real standpoint of view, because reality is fun. It really is. I mean, there's some things that are not so kind in reality, but living life and enjoying it and thinking about all the things you can do in life is fun. You know, and people will say to me, because I use the terminology Camelot alike, the mystical city Camelot and Welcome to Camelot, and I'm really into that whole Camelot thing. I mean, I read tons of books, Arthur and the sword, and, you know, all that sorceress stuff when I was young. But I really believe in Camelot. I believe that life is a Camelot. There's princesses and there's kings and there's queens and there's knights, and it's a Camelot. And if you know anything about Camelot, this was a mystical city of great power and wealth. That's what life is about, man. You have unique powers. Why do I say that? Because you're here. And if God made you be here, he made you be here, and he says he created you in his image, which means that some of that dust, that stardust, that star power is within you, that means God is within you, you don't even entertain the fact of not being successful. Are you kidding? Somebody asked me once, you think too much of yourself. You love yourself, and you don't? Okay, I'm going to keep loving myself, and you keep looking at me, love myself, and hopefully maybe I can leave a little stardust for you too. But if not, don't sweat the fact that I don't love myself unconditionally. I do. I don't know about you. I do. I do not believe in screwing me around. Okay, I don't believe in stabbing me in the back. I don't believe in stabbing you in the back. Why? Because I'm one of these people to think you get what you give. You treat people like you want to be treated. And if I take the energy and time to treat you badly, then it's taken away from my mission of being successful. Energy is energy, whether it's negative or positive. I would prefer that you take the time and use the positive energy to create the things that you wish. And I'm going to say it as I began the show. I've got to see it in the show. Those of you out here that hate me, keep hating. Please keep spending that energy hating, because I'm one of these people that I'm a thief. I really am. If you want to waste your energy doing that, I'm going to take your energy and use it. You think I'm not? Because I'm going to use your energy to do what I'm doing, which means that that energy is being used against you. What kind of sense does that make? And Maron Bernstein, what kind of sense does that make? Use your energy wishing yourself well. And while you're at it, use it to wish somebody else well, because it can only be a matter of positive results. I mean, that just makes sense. It doesn't take a lot of critical thinking, Bernstein. It makes sense. But I guarantee you, if you start thinking bad about other people, which tells me you really think bad about yourself, because you talk about other people to make yourself look better. Don't you realize that? And the bad part about it is, the people I'm talking about, especially one particular person, should know that it doesn't work, especially with me. I am going to always be better than the average person because I think that way. I am what I am. If I think that way, I'm going to be about it. If you think your way to belittle other people, to lie, cheat, talk about other people, then guess what? That's exactly what you're going to be, a liar, a cheater, and you're not going to succeed. I'm not being critical. I'm trying to help you to be a better you. Why? Because the mistakes that you're making, I've already made them. Yes, we may be about the same age, but we travel different routes. The truth of the matter is, you know, just like I know the kind of person I am. I'm bold, black, brilliant, and I don't make apologies for it. You should think that way. You should be that way. Because people, if they don't, and here's the interesting thing about it. He think he so much this. He think he so much that. Yes, thank you for acknowledging the fact of something that I already know. You want to sit there and grapple in that kind of garbage? Knock yourself out. Me personally, I would prefer to share a common experience. That common experience is to be successful. We ain't got to sit down and eat dinner with each other. We don't have to sleep with each other. All we have to do is be about the business of life and success. That's what we need to be about the business of. Everything else doesn't make any difference. Once again, Bernstein, what's my saying? 80% of the people don't care, and the other 20% is glad it's you. I'm not kidding you. This ain't no rap. That's right, Twilight Zone. That's the attitude. You're right, that's a good one. Twilight Zone. You know, I mean, I'm saying this because, yes, I'm a big Perry Mason fan, watch it every night. And what comes on after Perry Mason? Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone now. We're tearing stuff up, having fun because we're laughing at Twilight Zone music. Okay, but no, I'm serious. That is, I'm telling you, Twilight Zone just drives me crazy because here's what you get in the Twilight Zone. Half the actors that you're seeing today, William Shatner's, the Leslie Nielsen's, all those guys, they all played in the Twilight Zone. Did you know that? I'm telling you. Clint Eastwood, you name him, all the greats. Even Sammy Davis, he was in the Twilight. Well, he's always in the Twilight Zone. Talented guy, but Twilight for real. But anyway, I'm telling you. And I sit there and think, and I sit there, wow. But stop living your life in the Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone's for entertainment, okay? Just like the majority of things we do in life are entertainment, and it should be. What it shouldn't be is entertainment at someone else's expense, because in reality, it's not someone else's expense. It's your expense, because you lose joy. You lose power. You lose influence by doing such. If you want to stab somebody, Stab that pillow. You want to stab somebody? Stab that politician. I shouldn't say it. Not in that way. As far as in the back, the whole thing about, you know, being dirty to somebody, be dirty to that politician out there as being dirty to you. You know, treat that minister, I'm one of them, who is not living the truth but telling you they are. You know, deal with that, okay? Because I'm real about what it is. Because I am in the clergy doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not a man. So therefore, men do what men do, and that doesn't make us always right. We're not infallible, okay? What we are men who profess, and when I use the word profess, it kind of makes me cringe because not only do I profess it, I understand it, I live it, okay? Every day I live with the power of the God within me, and that's why I'm who I am. And yes, I am proud of who I am. If nothing else, I'm proud of the fact of what I can be. With nothing else than that, is I'm proud of the fact of what I can be within the universe and the confines of my brain. And if I can conceive it, I can achieve it. About winding down, we got about a minute or so. I don't know. We got, what was it, 11? Am I reading that? 11 minutes, 9 seconds? Yeah, 11 minutes, 9 seconds. Once again, I want you to call in. Don't forget, 515-605-9775. Even after me, call in all our shows. I mean, if you're scared, say you're scared for all of them, because the name of the game is this. It's called information. It's called opinions. It's called belief. It's called courage. That's what this station is all about. That's YazzaRadioAndTV.com. You know, reach us by calling us at 888. I got to get the number rolling, man. You know, because I got it. I should see it right here. I know it's written here. Okay. 888. Wait a minute. Versity, got to point it out. Like, oh, there it is. Oh, no, this number. Yes. If you want to get involved in the business side of us, you want to call 847-232-9368 and push option 4. Leave us a message. If we don't answer, we'll get right back to you. The staff really, you know, checks these calls. We'll get back to you within 24 hours. But call us at 847-232-9368, option 4. If you want to send us some content or get more information about what we're doing, please do that. And don't forget, at the same time, if you can't reach that way, you can call our other company that's owned by our leader. And I kind of call him a leader. You know, yes, he's the CEO and he's the president of the network, but he's a leader in the truest of sense. And I acknowledge that, so therefore I follow. It has nothing to do with age. Has nothing to do really with color. It has nothing to do with culture. It has to do that I can see within this young man something that obviously I don't have and obviously I don't see in myself. So therefore I listen to what he says and I learn. So don't forget to call 888-640-5777. That's Digital Guard Security. And the reason why I want you to do that is because I want you to feel safe and comfortable within the confines of our society today. And that's not easy. Believe me. But at least you can have some semblance of feeling comfortable, safe, and enjoying your day or your time at home. Because like I said, this security system and their whole philosophy of security is when they come and see what you got, they will tell you where your privacies are in your protection of your home. They will set it so that no matter who comes near your house, you'll know about it. And like I said before, Bernstein, I've come in messed up a couple of times. I'm being honest, being real. You know, after a nice party and stuff, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I get home and got to get to the bed first, try to make a burger, but that don't work. Get to the bed first, and I crash out, and sometimes I forget to leave the door closed. With this system, I ain't got to worry about it because, number one, well, I see everything somebody is doing. I'll see them approach and say, well, darn, if you got a hangover, it'll wake me up. Believe me, it'll let me know that somebody is around near me. That's the kind of protection I'm talking about. There's Digital Guard. Phone number is 888. Wait. 888. Oh, there he is. 888-640-5777. That's 888-640-5777. And also, once again, don't forget to check out our network, Yasser TV, Yasser Radio. I mean, you can't get a better deal than this, really. I mean, what can you say? I mean, you're getting 6 TV channels, 1 radio station, 5 movie channels with independent movies. Okay, independent movies. You got on-demand TV. That's right. You got on-demand TV. And you got a professional social media network tailor-made for everybody from the preacher to the teacher. So you want to check us out. Also, moving forward, don't forget, tune in, moving forward to the radio show with the host, Dwayne Abernethy. That's the owner of the network, okay? He's got his own show from 10 to 12 on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays here at YazzaRadio.com. You got to check out the show, okay? Because this guy has not only put together a platform that's entertaining and educational, but he has stretched the limits of what one could do. And he's not done yet, using the internet and turning it into a network platform, just like an NBC or a Turner Broadcasting. This is what this young man has created. And we're not messing around. Like I said, if you can see it on NBC, you can see it here. If you want to see a movie, you know, you can watch all the traditional movies. I mean, you know, come on. But there's nothing like watching independent movies, which we have the capacity for. You see it at $10.98 a month. The first month, it's free, so you can check it out. If you don't like it after that, you know, you don't have to pay. True matter is, there's no doubt in my mind you're going to pay. No doubt, because of the way it's structured. It's tailor-made for you, and all things, you know, up for grabs of what we're doing here. If you got a great show idea, call us. Call us at, let me get the number here. You want to call us at area code 847-232-9368, push option 4. You will get a hold of company itself, and they will route you to our production network, and then we'll go from there. But you know what? Nothing beats a blink but a try. All you got to do is call. Don't take too much. Now, I know you're not that lazy, okay? If you want to propel yourself into what's happening in the future, if you want to have a successful destiny, work with us. Just call 847-232-9368. That's option 4. That's the Yasser TV Network. That's Yasser TV, Yasser Radio. Do not also forget the Pepe and Snap show, Snap and Pepe off the chain. But it's all about the real. These brothers sit and talk about things that make sense to you and me. And while I'm at it, you know, I'm going to suggest to the boss that we get a show of women like that, you know? I mean, I don't care too much for the Housewives of Atlanta stuff, but get a couple of sisters, man, that, you know, young, you know, that do what you guys are doing.
We
want to
do a female show called Culture Queens.
Okay. No, I can't hear you. But I can hear you, but I can't hear you on my phone, so maybe. He's
Culture Queens.
There you go. Now you're on. We have technical difficulties every time.
Oh.
No, we don't.
We're looking for some ladies right now. Culture Queens. That was me. I pushed the wrong button. For Culture Queens.
Yeah, and see, there you go. You want to call this number, 847-232-9368. Push option 4. And just say you're interested in participating or being possible a participant on the show Culture Queens. I mean, and check this out. This guy here, now, I know everybody wants something for free. Everybody do. But this guy ain't offering nothing for free. I mean, he's put together a platform where, you can get paid. You pay yourself. And you can pay yourself and put your brand out there. So, young ladies, if you ever interested in being seen and being able to talk on the real, looking good, smelling good, which you probably always do anyway, let me give you my personal. No. So you want to call 847-232-9368. That's option 4. We're looking for some ladies that are really sharp and want to be, you know, about the business of doing what we're doing. And to get a format to that, you want to watch the show Culture Kings on Sunday night? Boy, listen, if you can imagine, and I'm serious, just in the sense of so it makes sense. Can you imagine a room of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and Marcus Garvey? Or how about Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and Louis Farrakhan? Or how about, any combination of great men who think greatly, this is what you get in Culture Kings. These three guys are from different backgrounds, diametrically different. I'm serious, dramatically different. Yet, they are one when it talks about the real. They believe in opinions. They believe that it's necessary. So please call in and check out that show. It's 8 p.m. on Sunday, Culture Kings, and they ain't done yet. In fact, they're working on some pretty interesting things that are going to get out to the public. You're going to enjoy them. They're going to be fun, but at the same time, it's going to be intellectual. Oh, is that time? Oh, well, in closing, yeah, it's time for us to wrap this show up today. Don't forget, I'll be back on Wednesday. We're going to check it out Wednesday from 10 to 12. Please feel free to call in. What I want you to do is understand that you're dealing with controversy. This show is black, brilliant, bold, beautiful, and I love it. This is Stephen B., your host, about to sign off. Stephen B. doing the Key of V. Pat Barnett, Nelson,
having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are, what is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com. www.yazarradio.com.